listeners. This is Tatiana, aka your Tap Out Queen. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Because yes, I have come to the conclusion we all have a tale to tell about sex. So what's your tale? You have an open invitation to appear on my podcast. Just please send me an email at asktati, and that's A-S-K-T-A-T-T-I at Gmail. And I want to do a huge shout out, major kudos to my P-Square listeners. And who are my P-Square listeners? Those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Thank you for your dedication for the last 2.5 years, who have continued to inspire me to want to improve my podcast and get better content. And also, I have to get rid of the, I got to talk a little more gentler and nicer. Gentler and nicer, you know. But as promised, I wanted to definitely share with my P-Square listeners the information regarding the pre-kickoff week. And you know, this is for the 2021. This is for the 2021 PodFest Global Summit. Hello. And I have for you definitely your free access code. And you actually have to either register on, and this is podfestglobal.online. I repeat that, podfestglobal.online or Eventbrite, okay? And you just type in the PodFest Global Summit, and my free access code, again, free access code is Tati PodFest Global. I'm going to repeat that. It's Tati PodFest Global. And that's T-A-T-I, P-O-D, F as in Frank, E-S-T, Global, G-L-O-B-A-L. So you type that in, you get free access to the 2021 PodFest Global Summit. And we are attempting to break, it says, our current world Guinness. We're attempting to break our current Guinness World Record titled for the largest attendance for a virtual podcast conference in 1 week. Okay, and they're actually being sponsored by Lipson. We know who they are, of course. But again, I would love to see you attend because you know I'm a presenter. I was asked to present. I got accepted. And my presentation was called The Pussy Shutdown. So as a speaker, and remember, I'm speaking to amazing podcasters, it's now entitled The Voice of the Pussy Shutdown. And I'll elaborate that, what that is. But also I wanted to make sure you guys have the information for the pre-week, okay? And you can find that on the, I think it's called WOVA. It's W-H-O-V-A. If I'm mispronouncing it, please forgive me. But if you go to that app and you type in, of course, the PodFest Global Summit, you're going to actually get their itinerary for the entire week. Okay, so I'm on this Monday, February 22nd. Okay, and me and my group, I'm part of the Sex Communicators Con, and that's from 1:30 to 6 p.m. So I'm with the Sex Communicators Con, and that's from 1:30 to 6 p.m. And the two amazing organizers, and I got to shout them out because they are phenomenal, is Sean Liu and Wendy. They reached out to me when I presented my PowerPoint. They gave me amazing suggestions and recommendations and how to present to podcasters. And I have to say, I'm so proud of the product and what the end results are. I'm also going to be talking about Brian Grazer. Love him. Yeah, he is the film and TV producer. Yeah, and him and Ron Howard founded the Imagine Entertainment in 1986. Yes, and their films has grossed over $15 billion. Well, you know, it's about the law of attraction in the universe. And when I was putting together all my content for this particular presentation, you know, I will be speaking on how podcasting and the four C's come into play. And what are the four C's? Being curious, being confident, being courageous, and being consistent in whatever you're doing out there, and how they all four work harmoniously together. They're simultaneously feeding off each other, but they're the nucleus of how to create that authentic and that authentic and inner voice that have to come together and mesh well. So you have your inner voice, you have your voice that you're projecting, and you're sharing your voice, you know, because every person voice matters. My voice matters, and so does yours. So, you know, I was so grateful to find this amazing video, YouTube video, that his amazing grandma Sonia imparted in him, and how that has impacted his life. And of the four C's, and you know where the four C's come from? Walt Disney. Yes, such an amazing quote that I love, love, love. And I'll definitely give you that in a second. But he talks about how his grandma and Sonia gave him the thought on how to always be curious and always be courageous. And it just complements my presentation that I will be doing on Monday. My time slot is at 4:30 to 5 o'clock. Right. So again, my time slot is at 4:30 to 5 o'clock. It's called The Voice of the Pussy Shutdown. And it's basically me communicating to podcasters how I handle controversial topics and how people need to find their voice in those realms. So I'm excited and I can't wait. So again, we have an amazing lineup that starts from 1:30 to 6 o'clock p.m. And I'll just give you a quick snap of the title. So at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, we have One Extraordinary Marriage. And the speaker is Tony DiLorenzo and Alicia, what's her name? Oh, Alicia DiLorenzo too. So that's going to be good. That's from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. And then from 2 to 2:30, again, 2 to 2:30, we have The Show Must Go On, Show Must Go On. And that is, of course, my mentor, Sean Liu. So that's going to be amazing. And then 2:30 to 3 o'clock, we have Christian Podcasters, Saints or Aints. I love that. And speakers are Cornell Hollis and Rhonda Hollis. Then from 3 to 3:30, we have Challenges and Obstacles of Creating and Growing. And that's Wendy, who I spoke about early, Wendy Brandt. That's going to be awesome. 3:30 to 4 o'clock, How to Engage Your Listeners' Emotions and convert that into profit. So how to engage listeners' emotions and convert that into profits. Yeah, that should be awesome. And Nicole Moore, she is the speaker for that. And then at 4:30, we have a panel regarding erotic storytelling, who's listening and why. And it's a slew of speakers. We have Yolanda Jimenez, Wendy Brandt, and Sean Liu. Those are the speakers. So that's going to be an amazing panel. You definitely want to check that out. And again, of course, moi, Tatiana Carrera, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. Absolutely. 4:30 to 5 o'clock. The Voice of the Pussy Shutdown. I'm looking forward to that. And then at 5 to 5:30, we have why you care about content censorship. And it's why you should care about content censorship. That should be great. And the speaker is Angelique Luna and John Luna. And then from 5:30 to 6 o'clock, we have sensitive subjects, the how and when of talking about the taboo. So that should be very good. And we have Sophia Weiss, who's awesome. We have such an amazing lineup in this particular con. So it's called Sex Communicators Con. Okay, that's on Monday, February 22nd from 1:30 to 6 o'clock. Okay, and the sponsor is the Cloud Microphones. So Monday is the kickoff for the pre-week for the 2021 PodFest Global Summit. And at 9 o'clock to 9:30, we have the Welcome to PodFest pre-week. And of course, that's going to be Chris and Andrew. They're just amazing. And of course, there's prizes. Okay. And yeah, so definitely check it out if you can. And also, I'm going to again share with you the link to go to register for the free access. Okay. And because I am a presenter, I have my own code that I can share with my people. And it's, you can register on Eventbrite or podfestglobal.online. And we want you to help us shatter our glass world record from last year. So pre-week is February 22nd through the 26th, and then March 1st through the 5th, the global launch. So that's going to be amazing. And again, tickets are $49 to $995, but with my access code, free access code is free. Okay. And again, that free access code is Tati Podfest Global. Tati Podfest Global. And that's T-A-T-I P-O-D F as in Frank E-S-T G-L-O-B-A-L. Okay. Tati Podfest Global. So please check that out. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this. I shut down my entire weekend because I got to really get focused and like talk to my audience and drop the knowledge and explain why and how I incorporate the four C's into my podcast. And when I do any type of project or event, or, you know, I'm teaching a workshop or I'm doing a speaking engagement, I always incorporate the four C's. And this is an amazing quote by Walt Disney. Somehow I can't believe that there are any heights that can't be scaled by a man, I'm adding woman, who knows the secret of making his or her dreams come true. This special secret, it seems to me, can be summarized in four C's. They are curiosity, confidence, courage, and constancy. And the greatest of these is confidence. When you believe in a thing, believe in it all the way. And when I present on Monday, I'm basically talking and sharing my voice with amazing podcasters. These are those who are trying to decide if they should become podcasters. You have newbies. You have those who are trying to grow their followers, and get recognized, whether they should monetize their podcast. And you have the season. Yeah, I just admire those who literally dedicate their life to podcasting. It's like Monday through, no, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's just amazing. Yeah, I don't have that type of time, and I do apologize for that. I do need a life assistant. I keep telling people, I need a life assistant. Yeah, is trying to build my Oralicious amazing brand. My goal is to get a license deal this year for my Oralicious elixir. Absolutely. My lipstick, I definitely want to try to get that done this year, you know, so I'm focusing on trying to generate revenue. And what's so awesome, because in 2020, you know, it was a crazy psycho nut year, but I was notified by the USPTO, United States Patent and Trade Office, that my Auralicious brand is officially my trademark for my lipstick, for my podcast, for my apparel, and my beverage. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, so that's cool. That's cool. But let me just give you, I hope I mentioned it earlier. I don't remember. So sorry. But during my presentation on Monday, I'm going to be highlighting Brian Grazer, G-R-A-Z-E-R. Brian Grazer is a film and TV producer. Him and Ron Howard started Imagine Entertainment in 1986, and their films have grossed over $15 billion. Brian was nominated for 4 Academy Awards for his films, and they were Splash, Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, and Frost and Nixon. So amazing. So anyway, remember my platform to my podcasters, because they're my audience, and I'm going to be speaking about the 4 C's: being curious, being confident, being courageous, and being consistent in what you do. Well, his grandma, Sonia, I love how he says it in the video. It's so cool. She imparted with him 2 of the 4 C's. Yeah. Being curious and being courageous, which impacted his life over the last 30 years, he said. Is that freaking phenomenal? That's what I'm saying. It's the law of attraction. It's the universe. And when your energy is so on point, you're aligned. And I'm telling you, people, if you can meditate 20 minutes a day, it really helps. Because I hit a low point with the whole COVID psycho craziness, and then psycho nuts in Washington. And it was just too much. It was too much. And one thing I've learned, when you get angry at something that you have no control over, let it go. I'm going to repeat that. When you have no control over anything that others do, let it go. Because that can really affect your energy. And I'm being honest with you, this entire week, I didn't watch any media whatsoever. None. No CNN, MSNBC, news, local news. No, I had to cleanse my energy inside. I couldn't do it no more. It was just pissing me off. And then the market craziness, you know, and they had the nerve to have a Congress hearing on what happened pertaining to Wall Street Beats. He's a badass. You know, and my thing on this is, so only the rich can get richer? Okay, and that hedge funds got fucked? I'm sorry. Did we forget about the 2008 banking crisis that hard-paying taxpayers paid for? And all these major banks and financial institutions got money from the government, and they got bonuses? Okay, guys. No, it's called karma. Karma is a bitch. I'm sorry. I told myself I'm going to be a little more softer and gentler and nicer, so I apologize. Let me stay focused. So the pussy shutdown. What is the pussy shutdown? It's women's sexuality that's faced with double standards and gender biases. The pussy shutdown is women's sexuality that is always heavily muted and outright banned. And that's a quote from one of my dearest, dearest friends. And, well, I consider her a sister friend. And that is, I believe it was Laura DiCarlo or Heather Montgomery. They both are bad. So Heather Montgomery, she is the founder of PleaseMe.com. And Laura DiCarlo is the brilliant mind entrepreneur badass that created the OSE. Right, exactly. Her amazing hands-free robotic massager was basically shut down by the Consumer Technology Association that puts on the Consumer Electronics Show Innovative Award. They gave it to her, then they took it away, said it was offensive and it was just inappropriate. And when I tell you a shit storm went ballistic, you did what to who to why? They gave it back to her. So when it comes to, of course, Instagram, the major one culprit about women's sexuality, they are known for their anti-sex puritanical terms of services. I think you guys and women know that when my account was shut down, they gave me no reason. I tried to, you know, talk to them, no response whatsoever. But guess what? I'm not the only one this has happened to. It happened to many, but mainly women, especially women who speak openly about women's sexuality. There should be no shame. There should be a shame-free sex society, that women's sexual needs, wants, and desires are important to talk about. Orgasms is not just for men, it's for women. And I want to give a huge shout out to men, because I think sometimes they're getting the bad rap that this whole pussy shutdown is their fault. No. There are men out there who love, revere, and worship the pussy, and they respect it, and they do what's right by it, and they love on it, and they love on it right, so you women can have orgasms. Let me be clear. What I'm talking about are the assholes behind these brands, like in Hollywood, like in Instagram. Twitter is not bad, but they're not 100% free from this, but also YouTube. I remember with the women of sex text, when, because COVID happened, they decided to do a virtual Zoom conference in 2020. And these women are just phenomenal, because what they talk about, they're women entrepreneurs that talk about sex and the tech world. And it's a community of trying to help and get the word out. And they decided to do a virtual conference. And I remember the Friday before, it was that Saturday. It was the Friday before, they were speaking with people in the UK just to do a test run. It was great. Saturday, they were about to launch. Hours before, they got pulled. The plug got shut down, pulled out, like, no. And it was allegedly an automatic censor error. What? Okay, let's not believe that bullshit. Let me keep going. So the pussy shutdown again. Hollywood, I remember they had banned an oral sex scene on a woman. And who endorsed this psycho craziness is the Motion Picture Association of America. I'm not shocked, are you? And of course, remember the FDA, they rejected the female Viagra? If that was not patriarchal misogyny bullshit, oh my God, I can't. I know, I'm going to try to stop cursing. Why? I had promised to give it up for Lent, and living in New York, you come out of church and it's like, well, I can't. So I ask for God to forgive me on that one, seriously. And then again, the pussy shutdown. We are basically saying that women's sexual libidos are a myth. Yeah, this is serious. This is why I'm speaking out. I am the voice of the pussy shutdown, because we have to talk about it. We have to start a conversation. And women's sexuality and sexual health is not that important. So these are the things I'm going to be discussing, you know, regarding my presentation on Monday, February 22nd at 4:30 to 5 o'clock. Yes. And I'll be presenting to podcasters. And I, you know, your voice matters. My voice matters. Everybody's voice matters. Even if you disagree, it's okay, but at least be respectful, because I've learned in life, you will never, ever, ever, ever please everyone or some people. And me, I'm definitely not a people pleaser. No, because I will never live my life waiting for you to define who I am as a person or my voice. You sound ridiculous. Yeah, don't get me. Okay. So podcasters, your voice matters. Always be curious, always be confident, always be courageous, and be consistent, that your voice matters. And one thing I've learned through this process, and even as a podcaster, the more you tap into your inner voice, the more your voice is heard. So the deeper you find that inner voice, the more your voice is heard. The more you learn and connect with that inner voice, the more your voice becomes. So when you incorporate the four C's, being curious, being confident, being courageous, and being consistent, the deeper you connect with that voice, the bigger and the depth that your curiosity becomes, your confidence becomes, you being courageous and being consistent. And it all works simultaneously together. They feed off each other. And when I present on Monday, I'm telling you, I am confident enough to know that my voice will matter, and that my voice, even if I don't connect with everyone, which I'm hoping, but I know I will connect with one person that's going to get it. Because we have to shut down this craziness that women's sexual health and their sexuality is not important. Yeah, it's crazy. So remember, this coming Monday is the kickoff day for the 2021 pre-week PodFest Global Summit. And my group, which is the Sex Communicators Con, we start at 1:30 to 6 o'clock, and yours truly, Tatiana Carrera, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. My presentation is at 4:30 to 5 o'clock, and it's called The Voice of the Pussy Shutdown. So I do hope to see you there. And remember, it's free access if you go to Eventbrite or podfestglobal.online and you enter my code, TatiPodFestGlobal. Tati Podfest Global. So I'm going to sign off now because I have 1,000 things to do today. Remember, this is the dead horse, beating the dead horse. Please, please, please sign, endorse, subscribe to my podcast. I'm on every major platform in terms of iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. It's like 1,000 now. iHeart. I don't know if Amazon Alexa accepted me, but you need to, okay, Jeff Bezos, because I know your girlfriend, your hot Latin hot, I know she's sucking your dick very well, okay? Let's not get it twisted. I just hope you're eating her pussy well. You probably do. You look like a good pussy eater, Mr. Bezos. But anyway, let me stay focused. Okay, so subscribe to my podcast, please. Remember, I'm speaking on Monday, February 22nd, at this year's 2021 PodFest Global Summit. Yes. And again, if you want a sample of my first slide on my PowerPoint presentation, it's amazing. I'll send you a copy. Just tag me. If you also go to my Instagram account is called A Tale of Sex. This is my new Instagram account because those patriarchal assholes, remember, they shut down my account. You can definitely find it there, and I'll definitely send it to you. If you have any questions, want to be on my podcast, go to or email me at asktatti, A-S-K-T-A-T-T-I, at gmail.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook. Of course, they've never approved my ads. I had posted this really awesome, like, discounts, free shipping for my Auralicious goodie box, which is amazing. Go to my website, auralicious.com. Give me a great, great, great discounts, free shipping over $50. And it's just, even it's on YouTube. They didn't approve it. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Oh, because maybe I highlighted oral sex in there? Yeah, oral sex is still taboo, people. In the 21st century, when we well know, and thanks to the millennials, oral sex is now a requirement because they're not playing with their sexuality. They want the pussy eating, want the dick sucked, but do it right. I love you guys, millennials. Rock out. Tatiana here signing off for Auralicious, A Tale of Sex podcast. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. Much love to my P-Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. Love you guys. And again, when you leave reviews, I give out free stuff. So hit me up. Okay? Signing off. Thank you.